Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, people? How y'all doing out there, man? It's your boy, Western World One. Man, and today's topic here, man, is very controversial, man, to me. I don't even know how to even go into, you know, the dialect with this, man. Normally, you know, I normally usually have a little intro. And speaking of that, man, let me talk about that real quick. Yo, I need an intro, man. I really do. So if you want to give me an intro, some instrumental music, you want to play your music or whatever, man, hit me in the inbox, westonworld1@gmail.com. That's WESTONRLD, the number one, @gmail.com. Man, submit it to me, man. Just say, hey, man, here goes some music. You know, I want you to check it out. I would prefer it if you have the music, you know, say already edited out for radio. If not, that's fine too. We'll work that out. I have no problems with that. But if you have instrumental that I can, you know, talk over or whatever, definitely, you know, say we can do that too. We can go from there, man. But today's, let's see here. Hold on, man. This is crazy. Let me just bring everybody in. Today's topic, man, today here, man, what we're talking about is basically this little girl was punched in the face by a man, and a white man, 51-year-old white male, punched in the face by this white male. So I wanted to get everybody's opinion on the situation here. Why this man had to punch this little girl? What happened here? And what's kind of crazy here, man? I'm looking at my time here. It says he only had 12 minutes. That's weird. Ah, man, this is crazy here. Anyway, okay, let me just bring people in, man, because everything is like always messing up. Every time I try to do something. White male adult versus black child female, who was wrong? 51-year-old male North Carolina man was accused for punching an 11-year-old girl in the face during a fight Saturday at the Ashleyville Mall in North Carolina. There are mixed motivations, mixed emotions going on around on social media about who was right or wrong. We want to know your opinion. So I got people that's coming in on the show right now. I just want to just tune them in and say what's up to them and see how they're doing, okay? Hey, what's going on, Joey?
How you doing, brother? I'm doing great. How y'all doing out there?
Man, we doing love, man. Basically here, man, I think we're going to have to do this show again, man, because it's telling me that my time frame is, like, really low here. But I just want to get a quick opinion on this situation here so we can
Never punched the girl, but I never would have hit the girl as a man myself. But at the same time, we can't be in that man's head at that moment. I'm pretty sure that a lot of people would say, well, man, that's a man hitting a girl. But that little girl balled her fist up and ran up on this man. So, you know, then before the punch, though, she ran up on him and he pushed her. Like, he kind of shoved her off. He shoved her. That should have been a warning to her. Like, don't run up on this grown man. But, you know, after that shove, she ran up on him. You know, maybe he's wrong. But she should have been, you know, to me, she instigated it. And she got what happened out of that man's reaction. Sorry,
got
I'm not thinking for the man. I'm just saying she had no business running up on a grown man. They say stay away from strangers. You know, stranger danger. You know what I mean? They spitting on the man. It's just a lot of stuff, man. He should never probably hit her, but she never should have ran up on him. So, sorry.
Okay. All right, cool. Hold on one second. LB, how you doing, brother?
Yeah. What's going on?
How you feel about that? Man, we got like 10 minutes left. How you feel about that situation?
Man, I'm going to tell you like this. It's a double-edged sword. First and foremost, anybody know about these kids nowadays, they have no respect for authority. They have no respect for an adult. And they understand that if I do something to an adult, that the adult cannot retaliate. And because of the way our laws are set up, this is what it is. I don't think I think she would have reacted the same way whether it was a black man or a white man. It just so happened to be a white man that was out here doing this. Now, I've seen adult kids act the same way towards these adults. Now, I'm not saying that he was right in what he was doing. He was dead wrong for what he was doing because he should have learned how to de-escalate the situation. But at the end of the day, my daughter is 11. I would never teach my daughter to run up on anybody grown and put their hands on them. I would not teach my daughter that. You, as a child, stay in a child's place, period. And that's where I just looked at the whole situation like, okay, why did she run up on this man and push him again? I'm trying to figure out where her headspace was at. This is a man that's towering you, way bigger than you. And you ran up on this man, and now you got what you asked for because at the end of the day, you put your hands on that man. And you wasn't expecting the reaction. See, because a lot of these kids think that I can just run up on this person and he can't do anything to me. And the table got turned on that day. So, you know, I got misrefused. No, he shouldn't have put his hands on her, but she shouldn't have put his hands on her. And I tell anybody in the RV,
I agree. Wait, okay, that's cool. I'm glad we kind of agreed on it. I got a younger person on the phone. My son, Justin, how you doing?
Good.
How you feel about the situation? You know, you younger,
man,
so what's your thought?
Whoop her ass. No, I'm just playing. I don't think you just know you. I know personally me, I wouldn't run up on no grown man trying to swing. I didn't hear about the story. I'm just not listening to it, but I know me, my sisters, we wasn't raised like that to run up on nobody, even to cause problems or whatever the situation may have been. You know, I don't think he should have punched her. It's other ways he could have done, like, handled her, because that's still a woman. You know, you can restrain her or something, hold her to the ground until security come or whatever the situation may have been. Like I said, I don't know the whole story, but what I'm getting from the conversation is that she ran up on him, and he punched her, right?
Got you. Right, exactly. I was gonna read a little article real quick, so that way it kind of give everybody an idea. Now we run it real slow. I apologize for the time. We only got like 7 minutes left because I thought I had added it a little bit longer. But I'm gonna read this article real quick, you guys. Hold on, I'm just gonna mute everybody's phone real quick so I can read it, and then y'all just tell what y'all think. Real quick. Let me see. Where is this source is coming from? So I don't get. This is a disclaimer, y'all. It's the Charlotte Observer. It says the fight at North Carolina, well, NC Mall ends with a man punching an 11-year-old girl in the face. Now, I'm going to read this real quick. A 51-year-old North Carolina man is accused of punching an 11-year-old girl in the face during a fight Saturday at the Ashleyville Mall. Now, it said, according to the Ashleyville Citizen Times, the video of the altercation has been viewed thousands of times on YouTube, drawing the outrage against the man, and some criticize him of a group of teens who appeared early on the video taunting this man. An off-duty police officer was arrested, David Stern. Disclaimer, this is what they got in the article. David Stephen Bell outside the mall Saturday, minutes after he accused of hitting an 11-year-old girl and punching two other 13-year-old girls, the Citizen Times had reported on Monday. See, that's another thing, too, man. They didn't even say the little kid's name at all because I guess, you know, you're not supposed to say their name or something like that or whatever because they little kids or whatever. But what do y'all think about that? I'm opening up everybody, Mike.
Most definitely. Okay, they're not supposed to say their names. They're not supposed to say their names because they're minors. You can't say minors' names. But, you know, I'm in agreement with my man. You don't know where his headspace is at. And I think this is something that is not being taught in the home as far as even dealing from one adult to another adult. You do not know what kind of problems that these people are coming from. And
amen.
You turn around and you think you just going to run up on somebody and prove your point physically? No.
Amen.
You can't. I don't know if you're about to get evicted. I don't know if your wife is about to leave you. I don't know if somebody ran over
amen.
Your cat and your dog.
Please,
you know,
please,
and I feel some type of way about that, and I carry that with me throughout my day. I don't know if your mother or father passed, a sister or relative or whatever. I don't know if you got cancer. I don't know any of these things. But then I'm going to sit up here and take it upon myself because I feel some type of way that I'm going to run up on you? No, they're not teaching these kids. I'm not going to take up for the kids. Because at the end of the day, I've seen it working at the Board of Education. These kids have a way of pulling you out of character where you want to knock the tooth out of one of these kids.
Amen.
Because
amen.
They understand, and they know that an adult cannot put their hands on a kid. They understand that.
Amen.
So they use that to their advantage.
Mm-hmm. I know when I was
mm-hmm.
in school, I had that bad, like, you know, going through puberty, smelling myself, losing my virginity and all of that. Like, you know, I had that whole testosterone problem. Like, I thought I was the man. I thought I was the king of the jungle, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I would test, like, couldn't know adult. Like, none of my teachers tell me nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, they'd be like, you sit down. Who you talking to? You know what I'm saying? And that's like being older now, looking at that, like it's like, wow, looking at little kids now and how they act is like, man, I was one of them once before. So, like, I just know, like, you can't disrespect nobody. And then, you know, we know, like, the teacher's not like the old days where they can whoop you with a paddle or whatever, you know what I'm saying, or go upside your head. We know that. So, like, you know, it's like how the police, they know if they had that badge on, they wouldn't try it, but they know they got that badge on, so they try it because they know you can't do
okay.
it. And if you
hey,
do
real
that,
quick,
you're
real quick.
Dead.
Real quick. Hey, man, I admire that, but we only got like 2 minutes left, so I want to thank you guys, man, for coming in on the show. I do hate that we had to end it so early because we're talking about some good things, but I just want to just share something real quick. I'm going to mute everybody's phone before we end it. Just my conclusion. Hold on 1 second, you guys. Okay. Basically, man, just a real quick story. I remember when I was like, 10 or 11, and me and my friends, we was over here, man, we was dealing, we was on the north side. We was dealing with a group of Jamaicans. They was just sitting down, talking, having fun, and it was me and my crew. Me and my crew walked up over to the Jamaicans because we was marking the way that they talked or whatever. It was just foreign and funny. And my friends started telling me, like, hey, man, curse them out. Curse them out, sleep. Curse them out, sleep. So me being big and bad, I'm young. I want to be big and tough and huff and puff. And so I started talking back to the man, me and him going back and forth. But he laughing at me because he like, you're a little kid. But somebody going to say to me out the crowd, I bet you won't hit him. What I do? I bet you I will. I walk up to the man. I hit him on his hat. And then he jumped up. He raised up at me real tall. I started running. The man, I don't know what he did. All I remember is I did a flip because I think he kicked me. He kicked me in my back or something. I did a flip, man. I don't know if he swung on me or what because the adrenaline was raging. But the problem was I thanked that man for doing what he did because if I would have got away with that situation, that would have turned me into a whole nother person of the situation. So sometimes, man, even though it might appear to look bad, it don't necessarily mean that it's – that it is real bad. You know what I'm saying? No, he shouldn't have punched that girl the way that he did, but he did. So now I think that now what she's going to have to do now is when she get ready to run up on somebody else, she's going to think twice. I don't care what nobody say. So we got like 30 seconds left, man. I just want to say, man, thank you guys. I'm going to unmute y'all mics. And I appreciate y'all for coming on. We got about 20 seconds, man. Thank y'all. I appreciate y'all, man. All
right.
All right, there you have it, man. I just want to just thank everybody. I do hate that my microphone, that my minutes was low. But anytime, we just drop it on the drop. You know what I'm saying? Whenever it happens, we drop it. The radio show is not planned. but I will start planning it out. But thank you again, Western World One. Go log on, check out all the social media platforms. You can just Google it. Peace out.